Welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. I'm Leslie.
And I'm Tessie.
And we are sisters-in-law. On this podcast, we explore the mother self, which is a very important part of all of us. Moms, not moms, aunties, dads, we're all moms. We all have got a mama bear. And the other self, which is equally important. That's the person that you were born to be. So we interview people. We interview people you've probably not heard of, but we believe that you should know about them and know about the incredible things that they are doing in this life. They're all just like you and me, doing the best we can to get through the day, mm-hmm. but they have this special sparkle and shine, which is the name of a television show that my daughter-in-law, isn't it? Sparkle and shine. Sparkle and shine.
I have no idea.
It's Shimmer and Shine, which is what our guests do, Tessie.
They do.
This is the longest introduction we've ever had on the show, but thanks for being here. Enjoy the podcast.
Leslie, I just need to speak on behalf of all the mama bears and thank you for that. I don't know what happened there, but it went places.
Shimmer and shine, shimmer and shine. It did go places.
It went places, and I'm really happy about it. I'm happy about it. So you had mentioned that we interview these women who we think our listeners need to hear more about. That's on Monday, right? But today's mm-hmm. Wednesday, which means on today's episode, you get just a snippet of our running inner dialogues.
Sometimes which, yeah, scary. That's pretty clear probably by now that we embrace the inner dialogue.
That's right. We call our Wednesday episodes our Mama Bear Mini. Usually they're shorter. Not sometimes, though. But it's just a time that we get to answer some listener questions, do a few of our favorite segments, discuss something we've read lately or something in the news. On today's show, Leslie tells a story straight from Tanzania that can only be described as classic Leslie in our segment, So What Happened Was, and we offer a few of our favorite summertime recipes in our Let's Talk About Health, Baby, and we end with a listener favorite segment, Things We Should Probably Feel Guilty About, But Don't. So let's get into the show.
Oh, so what happened was I made a grave mistake
in
Tanzania. So I was there with Empower Tanzania, the awesome nonprofit NGO that I contract for. And we were traveling to a village called Hadaru. And Hadaru is, we have a partnership with one of the churches that is in Hadaru. And so they were excited to have guests from America. They were excited to show off their new trumpet choir.
Oh,
which,
oh boy.
As a trumpet player.
So excited.
I just heard this trumpet choir and I was like, I am in Africa and there is a trumpet choir playing. And the enthusiasm, the excitement, just it started to rise to new levels. So we proceeded. The trumpet choir actually led us down the road, this rough, rocky road, to the church, the partner church. And inside, we were greeted. People were still kind of singing. The trumpets were playing. And you know, there's just so much joy in this town. Everyone was dancing and laughing. There was probably a group of like 50 people that were there to welcome us and to, you know, kind of do some work that day. So we're there, we're at the beginning or at the front of this church, and there was dancing and there was excitement. And I love to dance.
You do.
I love to dance. And when the spirit moves, the dance comes out a little wonky.
I can testify to that.
So basically, you know, we're there. We don't speak the same language. Right. We look very different right. than one another, but we're joined by this universal love of dance, right? So we're watching each other. We're staring at each other, trying to like learn about one another. And there was some shoulder shaking yeah. that they were doing. And so I was trying to do the shoulder shaking and like kind of like mimicking their moves. And then I'm like, wow, this is great. Like I couldn't hold it in anymore. And like the Elaine came out, like the Elaine dance. I have been made fun of forever for dancing a bit like Elaine, except it gets worse because I add finger points.
You add finger
like
points.
My fingers, the finger guns. I add finger points. Right.
They're guns, finger Elaine. Guns. It's, I yeah, mean, you do.
And it's been a thing like since college, like I've done this. So, horror of horrors, the women start doing the Elaine.
No!
And the finger guns. And so I single-handedly ruined an entire village in Africa with my horrible, horrible dance moves. And I just want to apologize to the world.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
So that happened.
The next Americans to go to that village, should there uh-huh. be any, uh-huh. will wonder how in the world they learned about Seinfeld.
Truly, I feel awful.
Oh my god, Leslie, that is so amazing. I like you've changed a culture. These moms will pass on to their children.
Oh god. Oh god. We got to make this right. We got to make it right.
You need to let like Efroncia know who we interviewed. You need to let her know that they need to
you
just stop.
Yep. You take it back.
You need to
take
it back. She needs to maybe set the stage for like, she actually doesn't represent all of America. In that
dance. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's just like the ugly American that we're all just like, we're not associated with, you know, their super loud talking and obnoxious mannerisms. And yet, like, I became.
You sure did.
In my own special way. So that happened.
That is. Do you think dancing is the new form of colonialism?
Possibly. I'm so sorry. It feels terrible. It feels icky.
Okay. Ugh. I forgive you of this. I release you from that. But I do think, you know, a follow-up email to Efroncia wouldn't be bad.
You're right. You're right. All right. Cinderella cut it up one time.
Let's talk about health, baby. I tried to channel you. Could you feel that?
Let's talk about... Nope. Let's talk about health, baby.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about
all the good things and the bad things
that make me. Let's talk about health. Mm.
Let's talk about health. Mm. Mm.
Oh, summertime. We love it. It is truly the easiest season to be healthy. Especially the Midwest is like a frozen tundra of fresh food wasteland at least two seasons of the year. And depending, sometimes our fall and spring, like it's all gone, right? So summer, summer is where we shine. We shine in the Midwest. So we've spoken on this podcast many times about our love for local foods. If you aren't already, we urge you to find your nearest farmer's market and get to know the farmers there. Eating in season is beneficial for so many reasons. It matches our body's natural rhythms. Eating in season is exactly how we started, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what was growing, and so that's what you ate. So in Ayurvedic practices, eating seasonally is said to give you the most health advantages possible in general because it's exactly what your body needs at the time. So in summer, we need more hydration, right? Because it's warmer. So the fruits are full of juice and water. In the winter, we need a thicker layer of fat to stay warm. So the veggies are full of carbohydrates. and good fats. There's the tubers, all of that good stuff for the winter. So the nutritional value of the seasonal fruits and veggies also go up because you're not buying plants that have traveled thousands of miles to get to where you are and have lost most of their nutritional benefits in transit. You get them right there from the source.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and organic fruits and veggies, the best part is they're cheaper. Mm-hmm. More nutrients, healthier skin and bodies for cheaper. Sign me up.
Absolutely. So today we're going to walk you through a couple of our favorite recipes that kind of highlight these things that are in season now. And remember, maybe it's just me, but I always had like a date plate, what I called it. It was like the one really good thing that I knew I could make to impress boys or new friends.
Let's
things
put a
like
pin
that.
In this and please describe the first time you made fettuccine Alfredo to
okay.
your now husband.
So you clearly we have talked about what my date plate was. I didn't know that I told you this story. Thank you. But yes, fettuccine Alfredo, I think I was 22. I was like, I think this is the one. I think this is my date plate. Who doesn't love fettuccine Alfredo? I got the recipe from a friend who was much more impressive and socialized than I was. And it's like a homemade cream sauce. So she gave me the recipe, told me I needed 3 cloves of garlic,
right,
along with, you know, real cream, real butter, this sort of thing. And silly me, I didn't realize that a clove was actually just part of a bulb of garlic. And I interpreted the recipe to be 3 bulbs of garlic. And so it truly was the first plate, the date plate that I made for Jake, who married me despite this culinary disaster. So
I still love that story because you're a fantastic cook. So picturing you chopping 3 bulbs of garlic for one dish is insane.
So much garlic. And I have not always been so swift in the kitchen. I've come a long way. So there's hope for all of us. If that's where I started, there's hope for anybody.
Exactly. One of my all-time favorite things to cook on the grill is summer squash and zucchini. If you have some leftover potatoes from the fall or winter harvest, they add the perfect kind of carbohydrate punch too. So I just put a little salt, a little pepper, a little olive oil, and you guys, I'm going to give you the secret to my grilled or my roasted or baked veggies. People ask
and
me all the
so
time.
Good.
It's
so
good.
They're so good.
The seasoning is called Kickin' Chicken. It actually does not have animal byproduct in it. I guess you guys consumed that. But it's delicious. I get it at Costco. I know Sam's Club has it as well. And I assume your local Meijer, Walmart, whatever. I assume it has something similar in it as well. But I sprinkle that all over it too. I also add some turmeric because turmeric is a fantastic spice. Go on, and actually we'll link to a few articles about its natural healing properties as well. In the summer, I have a grill basket because we're trying to come off of the aluminum foil issue. We're going to link to my basket. You can just set it on the grill. It has tiny little slits, so you don't have to worry about the veggies falling through. And sometimes I serve this as a main dish. I just do a bunch of them, especially if you add the potatoes, you know, for that kind of more heartiness. We love it with a side salad, some watermelon, watermelon. If you eat meat, you could always add some grilled grass-fed animal if you felt the desire. But really, the veggies with those seasonings are so good because, like we said, when they're in season, they pack way more flavor than when they're not in season.
For sure. The flavor, just the heft of it, you know, I mean, it's good in the summertime. That is fantastic. I am going to pick up some Kickin' Chicken, partly because you recommended it, but also because how can I not with a name like Kickin' Chicken?
Exactly.
So we do something similar, Tessie. I don't have, actually, we don't have a working grill. I know, we're totally not fun people. We don't have a grill.
And you didn't have a toaster until like a few months ago.
I know, it's true. But I do love to roast veggies in the oven. And I do this year round, but the game improves tenfold in the summertime.
True.
So what all I do is actually just cut up red, yellow peppers, eggplant, broccoli, yellow squash. I love yellow squash. Onion, tomato, anything. I mean, you can pick anything and just slice it up, toss it on the cookie sheet. I put them on cookie sheets, toss it in olive oil. I usually make like 3 or 4 pans at the beginning of the week. So I bake it at 350 for an hour every once in a while, open up the oven and jiggle it around. And so here's my plan. And I feel like this could change some lives here. Okay. This is such an easy thing to do on Sunday. So break you roast down. All of your, you roast your vegetables. Usually the first night we'll eat the veggies as a side. So maybe sprinkle a little salt. I love the idea of the...
Yeah, the turmeric.
I'm going to do that next time. So night one, you have it as a side. The next night, I often will do like a pizza dough and gosh, we both use the same Muir Glen organic pizza sauce.
It's the best, you guys.
It really is the best.
Let's link to that. I bet it's on Amazon. We'll link to
it's
it so you guys
so
know.
It's so good. It's so good. Worth the extra like quarter that you basically pay for it. So, and then I'll top our pizza with the veggies that I made the night before. And I'm not done. Night three, we do a lot of hot sandwiches, like on busy nights. I'm always like, oh, it's hot sandwich night. So we'll get like a loaf of crusty bread. We'll cut it down the middle and you can, you know, put, a lot of times we'll do like hummus and add some spinach or something like that and then fill it with more roasted vegetables.
That's such a good idea.
So that's night three. Night four, if you still have vegetables left, you can throw them in your pasta. So it can be with a cream sauce, a red sauce. It can be from a jar even. And it just sort of adds that nutrient rich vegetables and gives your pasta a little bit of a kick. You can also, and probably you'll be out by now, but if none of these things sound good to you, you can put it with rice and black beans. Often then we'll do like soy sauce or even salsa with the veggies and the rice and beans. You can scramble it with eggs. If you do eat eggs, you can scramble it. So it's a time-saving trick that I think is really great. We get miles and miles out of these veggies that we roast up at the beginning of the week.
Well, and again, because they're cheaper in the summer, the amount of meals you get for such a cheap thing, you know, we'll link the episode that I got to talk to our husbands while you're in Tanzania about going plant-based. And so many of the things we hear as pushback is that it's expensive. And it's really not. When you look at something like that, especially when the veggies are in season, we feed our family of seven for a very long time, really cheaply in the summer because of that. So go for it.
Yeah, voila. There's your healthy dinners. They're done. They're easy. They're really, really terrific.
Yeah, and I got to plug it too. You and I have both done these before, but they're called CSAs. It stands for Community Supported Agriculture. I almost guarantee no matter where you live, this is available in season. Basically, a cooler full of fruits and veggies from a local garden gets delivered to you or to a pickup site once a week. And it's so fun. It challenges you in the kitchen. It, you know, feeds your family. It's really great. So maybe check that out as well if you don't have time every Saturday to hit up the farmer's market.
Yep, absolutely. Farm stands, CSA. There's lots of ways to find this fresh produce this time of year, no matter where you live.
Yeah. Happy eating.
All right, back by popular demand, the things we should probably feel guilty about, but don't.
But don't.
Moms and dads, we're offering you a look into our psyches as parents, as moms, and hopefully just making you feel better about the mistakes that you made, because we all make mistakes.
Yes.
And sometimes we just don't feel guilty about it.
Right. It's true. We have enough things to feel guilty about. Some of them are justified. Some of those we should probably have a little guilt about. But there are things that maybe our culture, a loved one tries to make us feel guilty about. But no matter how hard we try, we can't do it. We just can't find it in ourselves to feel guilty. Tell me your first thing, Leslie. I'm dying to hear.
So this is a step for me because typically I would always feel really terrible about something like this. But I, as I mentioned, went to Tanzania. I was gone for 11 days. I felt anxious, but I didn't feel guilty.
Yeah.
I took the guilt and I replaced it with a sense of pride and potential for educating my kids, telling them my stories. So I didn't really feel guilty about that. What I probably should feel guilty about, though, and don't, is the fact that when I got home from Tanzania, I had planned on being very present, but I took multiple naps, like maybe 3 or 4 naps a day for a good stretch of time. And one of these naps, I should probably feel guilty about this, but I don't. I was at a birthday party with my son. It was his friend from school. And I was going to try to be there and be present, but I was so tired that I left the party and took a nap in the back of our minivan.
I feel like we shouldn't feel guilty about that, but maybe slightly embarrassed.
That could be. When Eli finally got to the car, he was just like, "Are you sick? What's wrong?" I'm just really tired. How about you, Tessie?
Baseball, softball, summer sports, all of that. One of the family values we have is eating together as a family every night. We basically, until school is out, are kind of on the go straight from when they get home from school. And even after school is out in the summer, I'm still working and the kids are still kind of doing all of their activities around camp or with friends. And so often we don't even eat meals, like dinner, until 9 p.m. And I was telling one of the friends' mom this, and she was horrified. She was just horrified that we don't do that. And you know what? I probably should feel guilty about the fact that my kids don't go to bed until later. But I don't, because it's our thing, and I'm owning it.
Well, good for you. I don't mean to shame you, but do you feel at all bad about making them have family dinner? Is that a source of guilt ever?
No, not at all. No, we have our most productive conversations then. We do the whole, this was the best part of my day, this was the worst, and I often get little glimpses into their actual days because those aren't stock answers. Mm-hmm. Like, how was your day at school? Good. They usually expand at dinner. And it's often the first time we don't allow phones at the table. We allow no distractions. And so sometimes I feel like this is the first time I've seen my oldest son's eyes all day.
Right.
So
to look him in the eye.
Yeah. So
I think
you're
right. I don't feel guilty about that. I was just trying to dig a little in you, but no, don't feel guilty.
Okay.
So we just have one in baseball and he has been wearing the same uniform unwashed for at least 2 weeks. And I am not exaggerating. I don't feel guilty. I don't even try. His pants are white and I'm just okay with them also being grass stained and a little bit dirty.
That's going to be my next one too. I'm jumping on your bandwagon for that because none of my kids are washed. And I often look at kids who have white pants, especially if we just played a game the day before. And I want to be like, one, your mom is amazing. I don't know how that happens. But two, what? How does that happen? Just how? I don't get it. My kids, I mean, they do their own laundry. So if they don't care about their dirty pants, I don't care about their dirty pants.
Yeah, exactly. Gosh, there's something about hearing that it doesn't make you feel guilty either that makes me feel even less guilty.
Let's
so
just
thank
make
you
it be
that.
Our thing. This is a clip show.
All right. Sorry, children. Not really, though.
But not really.
Not really. So last week, I didn't have any childcare, and they watched way too much Dude Perfect and Shimmer and Shine. And, you know, the old Leslie would feel horrible about the fact that they watched, I'm sorry, more than 2 hours of television. But, you know, I'm just thinking, you got to do what you got to do, Mama. It's okay.
That's right.
It's
okay. You know what? That might be meditation.
I think it might be meditation.
You know? Working mamas know. Even stay-at-home mamas who are just trying to read a book for once. We all know how that feels, so it's fine. The last thing that I should probably feel guilty about, but don't, we live at a summer camp. And so all of these late teenager, early 20 counselors are coming in, and they're full of life and they're full of joy. And they often look at Zach and me like, this is my future. You know, this is what a marriage looks like. And so I used to put a lot of pressure on myself to at least appear put together, but I no longer do that. And I'm often out watering my plants or taking a walk in my house clothes.
In your house clothes.
I don't feel guilty about this. I only feel guilty when Zach looks at me with his head cocked to the side like, really? Are you really doing this? As we walk by all these counselors, and I look back at him, my shoulders proud. I say, yes, I am. This is happening.
Yes, I am. Can't suppress the test.
You can't. Don't even try it.
I love it. I love it. I don't know. This last one, I overheard one of my angels say a cuss word the other day. I wasn't around so that I had to act, you know?
Right.
It was not really in my presence. And so I just pretended I didn't hear.
Sometimes you got to choose your battles. And if they don't know you're around to battle it out, why do it? And I have a feeling I know which angel that was. We'll have to check. Love them so much.
So there you go, listeners. Those are the things we should probably feel guilty about, but don't.
And anytime you have one that you think the world needs to hear about, or that you think other moms need released from, please share it on our social media channels. They will love hearing that.
That's right. And really, just to reiterate, we're not trying to celebrate flaws. We're not trying to celebrate, you know, like abuse or, you know, abandonment or anything really that serious, but we're just trying to lend some grace to the things that we screw up that really don't matter, that we don't need to beat ourselves up for. So we understand there's a line. I have crossed the line
because we're human.
Because we're human, we all have. But this is just sort of a little way to say we're all in this together.
For sure. So, Mama Bears, today we dare you to get creative in the kitchen by checking out what's local in your area and planning one or two dinners based on those seasonal choices. We dare you to take a little bit of time to feed your family and yourself with meals that are colorful on the plate, that are good for the body, and that taste delicious. By shopping your farmer's market or experimenting with a small garden, even if it's just herbs on your windowsill, you're boosting your local economy, saving on the gasoline, energy, and pollution that it takes to transport foods from various corners of the earth, and experiencing your food close to the source. The difference this makes is incredible. So flex your culinary muscles this week, pour a glass of wine, and enjoy the slow process of cooking for yourself and your family. Maybe you'll find that a child will join you and you'll enjoy the moment together. Maybe you'll turn on your favorite podcast, Holla, and find that the process not only nourishes your body, but your soul as well. Maybe you'll find that the palate of your family will expand in tasty and healthful ways. We raise a glass to you this week, Mama Bears. Do what feels right and eat what you know will be good.
That's right. Thanks, as always, for listening. And please know that you're welcome to join our community. You'll find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. We also have a website, so go to mamabeardarespodcast.com. You'll find our email there and all of the complete show notes. We would love to hear from you, Mama Bears. We appreciate your ears, the time that you spend investing in this community, and we will be back on Monday with an interview with a fabulous woman that you probably never heard of.
That's right. Have a great week.
Have a great week. Bon appetit.
Wonderkind.
Beats.
I know. I love him so much.